Malusi Chabalala with us tonight, a resident from Joburg, teaching social media users isiZulu, one word at a time. I love it when a Zulu guy is on the show. You know why, like,
why, Jorge?
You know why? Because I can do that. How old are you, Malusi?
I'm 40.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, Shaka Zulu. Yeah, I remember the theme song, yeah.
Remember that TV series?
Yes, I do remember.
It's the best TV series ever.
Well, I don't know about best TV series ever.
He was great, that Henry Cele.
Henry was amazing.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I do remember Henry.
He was the true Shaka Zulu. If I think of Zulu, of Shaka Zulu, I think of that, of Henry Cele.
Yeah, he's imprinted in people's minds, definitely, as Shaka Zulu.
Remember that guy was ripped, remember? Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah.
What are you saying?
It's kind of amazing you should say that. He passed away in 2007, yes.
Ah,
yes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Like I say, great Malusi, actor, though. Malusi Chabalala has got a page. And on this page, it's called Malusi's Everyday Zulu. He teaches South Africans straight across the spectrum Zulu. isiZulu. And it brings them together. It's actually what you do. But that wasn't the plan, eh? Why did you start doing this?
You know, with hindsight, it had to do with my business because I'm a partner in an advertising agency.
Mm.
And there are a lot of frustrations in advertising, particularly relating to the type of work and jobs that small agencies such as mine get, particularly small black-owned agencies compared to the bigger conglomerates.
Mm.
And the other issue that's related to that is the way that big agencies treat African language radio and African language advertising is frustrating, right? So what would happen is, for instance, an ad would get produced in English, the copywriter, the producer, and whoever else from the agency would be there to produce the English radio. But as soon as it's time to do the other languages, they go away. They go back to the agency because they've done the thing that needed to be done. And so the quality control around the other languages, isiZulu, Afrikaans, isiXhosa, is poorer, right?
So 100% spot on.
So what I'd done is that I'd written this piece, this article, trying to make a business case to say you need to start giving business to agencies that actually care about these languages because it's a business issue. It's not just an emotional one. It's not about BEE. It's about you're spending billions of rands because it does go up to billions on work that is not quality controlled because your agencies do not care enough. So I'd written this whole piece. I read it and I thought, you know what? This is more complaining. They know this stuff. You know, they don't care. So I thought, all right, how do I go about this thing differently? So that, all right, I've always been a fan of Facebook. You know, even before I started Malusi's Everyday Zulu, I'd write jokes, and people seem to enjoy that. So I said, let me then just stop writing random jokes. Let me write jokes, but hinge them on isiZulu to show the beauty of African languages, but also to show the beauty of a perspective that is different to what brands and agencies are used to.
I'm so glad someone's saying it because, you know, I've got, being Afrikaans, you're obviously isiZulu. You speak isiZulu, I speak Afrikaans, and it's 100% true what you say. They come up with these English ads and then treat all the other language in an inferior way. Like, we don't really care about the other languages.
That's what it is.
So, you know, whatever, we'll just throw you a little bit of the bread, you know, whatever. You'll be satisfied with it. I've got a massive problem with it, too.
Yeah.
And just to give you an indication, what they had to do, you know the Pendurang Awards in Afrikaans?
Yes, I've judged them before.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You know the stuff that comes out of there?
Yes.
But you never see it anywhere. It's not on radio, it's not on TV, it's not in the magazines. You see very few of those ads out.
Yes.
Because, you know, agencies feel, let's not put these ads on television because, you know, we've got an English ad. All these people in South Africa understand English. It's a massive problem.
Yeah, it is. And then look, it's not necessarily that the agencies decide not to run or flight those ads. You know, that's the client's decision.
Broadcaster.
But the problem becomes the quality of that work because no one cares enough to make sure that it's of great quality.
So now, for instance, you gotta tell me. I love this. The kansi word. Tell me that one.
Kansi.
Yeah. Oh, got it wrong. Sorry. How do you pronounce it?
Kansi.
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 Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Kansi. There's a whole, it means a few things. It can mean a few things.
Yeah, Kansi, Ikansi is a mat, right? So a mat, so like a carpet here, you could say that's Ikansi, but it's a traditional mat made of straw, a traditional straw mat, mm-hmm. that's Ikansi. Mm-hmm. Ukansi is sex. So, you know, okay. you could get it wrong. You could say the wrong thing and get into trouble. But obviously, you have Ukansi on Ikansi. You know?
Well.
Give me the answer of Amanzi. Amanzi.
What Amanzi? Amanzi.
Yeah, Amanzi.
That's water, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's different ways of using it.
Yeah, I mean, well, Amanzi, the one example that I can give you is that alcohol is Amanzi Amponjwan, which is water with little horns. Obviously, because mm-hmm. it will prick you.
Yes.
and you will definitely feel the pain tomorrow morning. You know, so that is Amanzi Amponjwan, water with little horns.